What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hannon on KFIRE 550 and a host of stations across the entire Upper Great Plains. I like the sound of that, don't you, Scott?
I do indeed. 910 KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, covering eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota. We have KTGO 1090 Radio in the Bakken, right there smack dab in the middle of oil country with the Ray one way and Stanley the other way and Williston and Minot and, of course, Watford City and Newtown. And there's KLTC in Dickinson, a lot of Bakken-related activity down in Dickinson as well. So, what are we talking? 9 states, 2 Canadian provinces, a lot of places you can hear us where you can answer the question, what's on your mind? And gas prices have been front and center. A lot of good answers from Ken Santrick. I hope, put some cold water on the idea that somehow this is a stick-it-to-you kind of deal going on by these folks that are selling gas that actually end up getting hurt. It was interesting, wasn't it, to know what they make on a gallon of gas?
I love the full disclosure. That's the part to me that makes the most sense. And how do you point your finger? I'm surprised there's not more gas stations that aren't cash only. You travel around other places in the country and they do the cash only. But everybody's going to the credit cards now for convenience. But they're getting soaked by the credit card companies, just like a lot of small businesses are getting soaked for being able to use that piece of plastic.
Yeah. And, of course, I think that's a... If you did do cash only, I bet a lot less folks would go because then it's more of an inconvenience for them. So they're always looking out for the consumer, but it costs them. When you talk about 15 cents gross margin and 5 cents of that goes to the credit card company, ouch! That's a big ouch. So anyway, hopefully folks think a little differently than they have just based on that conversation, but we welcome your questions, comments on any particular issue. We talked earlier a little bit about this controversy. I guess it's designed to create a controversy over the comments that Kevin Cramer made at the University of Mary commencement back on May 4th that is now making news yesterday on a big national blog, Huffington Post, which is a big liberal blog, and then that's been picked up by some local folks as well. Do you think what Kevin Cramer said was controversial?
Absolutely not. So not in the least. To me, that is such an overblown story. It was a commencement speech. Kevin was speaking his impassioned, and I don't necessarily always agree with his point on that topic, nor with your point on that topic. But it's his convictions, and I'm always going to give somebody the benefit of the doubt when they stand behind the convictions. To me, why is this showing up 3 weeks later? Why is this showing up now when this is old news story?
I'll tell you why. Because it is viewed by political opponents of Kevin as controversial comments. And that's why I'm really sincerely interested in whether the audience considers what he said to be controversial. And he basically said Roe versus Wade, 40 years ago, Supreme Court, sanctioned abortion on demand. That's a factual statement, okay? And then he said next, and we wonder why our culture sees school shootings so often. So the headline to political opponents is, oh my gosh, abortion and school shootings are linked by Kevin Cramer. He goes on to explain in the story by the Forum News Service today to say, you know, the point is we as a society don't face up to the fact that the cultural deterioration of our country has real consequences. We've traded a culture of life for a culture of death and wonder why we don't celebrate life the way we used to. Life has become so disposable, yet we scratch our heads over violence. Is that a controversial statement? Is he saying something that is at odds with your view? I think what he's espousing is the majority viewpoint of the vast majority of North Dakotans, that a culture of life, when you disregard life, that leads to a coarsening of the culture and therefore, a hardening of hearts. And so things like school shootings happen. I venture to say, Steve, the vast majority of folks listening to this program agree with that. I'd like to test the theory by asking you to at 800-228-0550.
The question I've got is a legitimate argument, and that, I think it needs to start there. That discussion needs to begin there. Is that a legitimate argument? Is it a legitimate thesis making that statement? To those on the pro-life side of things, I think, yes, it is. We're going to have an opportunity coming up a little bit later in the hour to talk to Yana Myrdal concerning the Concerned Women for America on the lawsuit that's filed against one of the abortion laws here passed in North Dakota. I'd like to start with that. There, is that a legitimate argument? Your phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Steve, what's on your mind today?
Oh, Steve is gone. Okay, let's go to Virginia. Virginia and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. I'm calling from Bismarck. And I just read the Bismarck Tribune about the food stamp program they're debating in Congress. And we got some liberal Democrats now saying, quoting Jesus, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, etc., why the government should be, you know, not even looking into all the waste and fraud connected with that. But when kids come to graduate from high school, they can't use God or anything in a public school, but we can do it in Congress. So I want to know why there's so being so two-faced about that. They can quote the Bible in Congress, but someone graduating can't thank God or their family or anybody else on a public school grounds. And
yeah,
I just wish these high schools,
point.
When this would come up, the high schools would have a spine and stand up and say this senior has a right to do that. Instead, they crumble and the ACLU threatens and it just goes away.
Well, there's a separation of church and state, and I think there's a big disconnect in this country. People use religion when it's convenient to them.
Yes.
I think that's wrong, Virginia.
Yes, I agree. And there is no church and state. That's not ever how it was set up. It was not meant that we can't talk about God in our public life or in a school or anything. And yet, you know, in Bismarck High, we hear that kids of other faiths, like the Muslims, get their faith practices respected. But dare a Christian try to pull something like that? Because every year in the fall they have that around the flagpole. What is it, pray around the flagpole or something? And they're threatened every year in many schools. Don't you dare do that. You can't pray out there. And the ACLU steps in, and there we are again. They crumble, and it's forgotten about. So
Virginia,
this is,
Virginia, it's kind of convenient when the First Amendment works if you're speaking about church, and they use that First Amendment against you, and then you don't get that same condition on the other direction.
Yeah.
It you can't have it both ways.
Well, we need
people.
More lawyers to step up and take these cases and prove them wrong, and I don't
there
know why
go.
We don't see that.
Be bold, Virginia.
I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, well, you're speaking out. Yeah, we appreciate you speaking out and recognizing it's far from a two-way street on this issue. Thanks a bunch. Let's go to Matt in Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Matt. Take it away.
Well, a couple things. On the Kevin Cramer non-controversy, all I'd have to say is it's obvious that it's not what he's talking about. It's George Bush's fault. That's why there's violence. It's not anything to do with abortion or the way we value life. So there you go. It's the way the forum just presents it. That's the only thing apparently he said at that commencement address. So that's the Fargo forum for you.
Well, I do think, before you go to your next point, that it's very obvious there is a political strategy here. And the political strategy is, okay, we found some comments in a transcript that he made several weeks ago. So, you know, someone that's a political opponent is taking that transcript, going to allies of theirs at the Huffington Post and say, here, do a story on this. They do a story. That was yesterday, national blog, liberal blog. Acting like Kevin, some sort of three-headed monster for saying what most North Dakotans believe, and then the local newspapers pick it up. So that's kind of how it's designed to work to label Kevin. My point is, I don't think he's being labeled something that's very much at odds with the vast majority of the folks that'll vote for him. So I don't know that it works.
Well,
do you?
Let's hope so. I sometimes think the silent majority is way, way, way too silent, even though they're a big majority.
You had something else you wanted to add.
Yeah. Well, now that we have marriage in Minnesota, I guess I'll have to ask my friends who I know are married to which gender they're married to. But the question I would have for Minnesotans and anybody that's going to legislate this as an option is, you know, what's next? Do we have an option now to also marry? Is it against? Because the argument was, who are you to tell me who not to love? So if I can love one person, why can't I love two? Or three. Can I have this gay partner and then this heterosexual partner? Can I have my dog, Muffy? Okay? Who's going to tell me who I can't love? Where's the logical end to this? It's insanity, and it should be repealed, but I don't know where Minnesota legislators are coming from. Obviously, what happened is that the Republican-dominated legislature got voted out 1 year, and now we have a straight flush of Democrats, and this is what Democrats do.
Matt, thanks for the phone call, letting us know what's on your mind. We got Steve back. Steve, what is on your mind today? Go ahead, Steve.
I was just wanted to make a quick comment on the gas prices. I know in some areas, in some areas they get a five cents per gallon discount if you pay cash.
I haven't seen that as much as it used to be, but you're right. There used to be
as prevalent.
Yeah. Would make sense because might as well give you the money rather than give it to the credit card company, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Steve, I'm not sure why there isn't more of that out there. Appreciate the call. Jim and Dickinson wants to weigh in on the full controversy on the Kevin Cramer comments. Send more of your calls, 800-228-0550 after this. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUOnTheRoad.org. CU as in credit union on the road.org and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. Have you been on Leech Lake, Minnesota's third largest lake, some of the best walleye fishing on the planet? Have you been to Walker, Minnesota? Have you seen the historic Chase on the Lake Resort? Folks, it's a premier Minnesota resort. Voted that way time and time again. The lodging, absolutely incredible. The 502 restaurant and bar, well known. The Copper Door Aveda Spa. The bowling alley. The amenities. It's absolutely incredible. How about this? One of Minnesota's premier restaurants right now is yours for $69 any room, any night. That's right. This is a fabulous facility. Check it out online, chaseonthelake.com. Use the promo code SCOTT and get the $69 rate before May 23rd. You must hurry. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code SCOTT. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-242-7306. And tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
The radio show that answers a very simple question. We want you to answer it. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. By the way, you can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, weigh in on our topics. The 20-some-odd hours we're not on the air here on K-Fire 550, 910 KCJB, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO in Tioga, Stanley, Ray, Newtown, as well as AM 1100 The Flag, and that's whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's get back to the calls. Jim in Dickinson, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning.
Morning.
Just want to weigh in on Kevin Cramer. I want to... You know, I support what he said. I may not always agree with him, but, you know, what's scary to me is when somebody stands up and actually speaks the truth that people are afraid to say, they immediately get attacked by left or liberals, whatever you want to call them, and try to knock them down when really he's just speaking the truth.
My wife this morning and I were talking about this because it was in the news and in the paper, and I said she's looked at it and she said, "Why is this news? don't these people think? I mean, is this, it looks to me like a simple, truthful analysis of a social problem. I mean, and
exactly.
Yeah, I think the reason they, being the news media and the political opponents of Kevin, think this is news is because they think these comments are crazy. It doesn't sound like you think they're crazy, Jim.
Oh, not one bit. It's just simple truth, simple logic.
Truth or not, I like to hear people speak their mind, and I'm not going to attack somebody ever for speaking their mind. And whatever their convictions are, if they stand behind them, it doesn't matter which way it falls. Thanks for the phone call. Tom, what's on your mind today?
Tom in Fargo. Good morning, Scott. Steve, this is Tom Pryor with North Dakota Family Alliance. And I think some of us remember a couple of months ago, Congressman Kramer had a panel discussion in response to Sandy Hook, what happened in Newtown. And he was really trying to find out from the panel what caused this. And we had some really great people that shared. Well, one of the things that got brought up with that was that really this is a response to, a foundational issue in society today. And a great deal of that can be addressed to talking about the breakdown of the family. And I think that's what Kevin is referring to here. He's referring to our views on abortion, but also on some of the marital issues, and that foundationally that has brought forward some lack of stability in our society today that could be used in determining why some people go off the deep end and do what they did in Sandy Hook. So I think that's what Congressman Kramer was referring to. He was just sharing the breadth of a cultural breakdown here that is results in these sort of things around the country. And obviously these are terrible. And we try to find something on the surface that we can do about it, gun control. But really they're much, much deeper than that.
Tom, do you think these comments will be politically troublesome for Kevin Kramer, or something the majority of North Dakotans or voters would agree with?
Well, your previous caller, I think, said it best. He said, when you speak the truth, you shouldn't get in trouble for that. And I think most people agree with him on this. So I think he's going to be just fine.
Appreciate Tom, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate that. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We want to know what's on your mind. John, what is on your mind this morning?
Hi, good morning. Great show. Just wondering, Heidi Heitkamp just recently came out in favor. Did she have a change of heart in favor of gay marriage? And why isn't the press all over that when they're, Kevin Kramer can tell the truth and they jump all over him for that? So is she going to have changes of heart on other issues like gun control and so forth? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
I think with Senator Heitkamp, that wasn't an issue in her campaign. That wasn't something they banged the drum about. She did bang the drum on gun control. And my opinion is for any politician, I'll believe you. I'll take you for your word until you prove me wrong. And get one chance.
She was asked, however, Steve, and you and I did a program on this where we just didn't even share our opinions, just took callers, and the vast majority of callers were not happy with the fact that Heidi Heitkamp, during the campaign, said she believed that marriage should be defined as between a man and a woman, and then 100 days into her Senate term, changed her mind on that. But I do think that got covered. I think we knew about that, so I don't know that was any less covered than the comments of Kevin Kramer.
Nothing was buried on that.
Yeah. And she explained why she came out and changed her opinion. I didn't sense, at least from the opportunity we had to visit with the voters about that, that was a popular decision politically, but it was a change from the campaign. All right, who's next here? Rick wants to weigh in on the 800 line at 800-228-0550. Turn the radio down, Rick, so we can hear you better and let us know what's on your mind.
Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah.
What's on your mind today?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
Good.
Perfect. About this gas situation, do they or do they not purchase futures off the stock market at least a month or 2 months ahead of time.
You know, that's actually the speculation side of this, and the way it was explained to me at one point in time is it doesn't play that much into it. Now,
well, I think one of the facts
call
is
me a hick. I don't know how it can't play into it.
Well, for one, Byron Dorgan made a career out of alleging speculation was causing a problem, and there were hearings after hearings, there were investigations, you know, antitrust allegations. Nothing's ever come out of that. Now, but I don't think. Sorry.
Stanley, almost 30 cents. I mean, damn near overnight.
Yeah, right, it did it across the rest of the state, too.
But that's a different deal, guys. I mean, when we're talking about speculation, we're talking about, you know, what is driving the price of a barrel of oil, okay? They look at a world market, and they speculate supply and demand. Now, when, you know, the gas station owner goes to buy his gas, he has a few choices, and he has to ultimately decide, do I want to buy from this guy or that guy, and here's the price where it's at. We asked Ken about that. I mean, it just kind of, look, okay, I see the price is there, so I better charge this. And, you know, they ultimately make their decisions based on that. But I don't think the speculation is playing into how much am I going to charge at the pump. That's playing into how much is a barrel of oil costing.
Yeah, the speculation comes in when you're looking at a situation globally and going, okay, is the United States going to go into Afghanistan, into Iraq? The speculators will go, okay, there's unrest in the Middle East. Time to start buying oil while it's cheaper. And they speculate on that, and that's where they make their money in Wall Street.
But my point is this. But my point is this. You know, somebody says it's going to go higher. Somebody says it's going to go lower, right? For, you know, there's one person on each side of the bet.
That fuel that cost them maybe say $2.89 a gallon.
See, I didn't hear all of that, Rick. Try one more time.
So they got this excess gas in their tank at the gas station. Say they got an extra 10,000 gallons in there. The shipment comes in, find it costs them more. They got to raise the prices. Do they know? You know, so this other gas when it was down to $3.60. A gallon, is that added in there, or they just...
Well, we asked them that, and again, it sounded like it was a bit of a crapshoot. Okay, yeah, what am I got my tank now, and what am I going to have to do now? Yeah, it didn't sound like there was any real fast and loose way that they, or rather hard, fast way that they ultimately do that. But again, they would have to have so much gas to be able to benefit. Oh, I bought it at $2 a gallon, and now I'm selling it for $4. They don't have that much supply there. So appreciate the call. A lot of fascinating discussions on this one for sure. Yana Murdaugh, when we come back from Concerned Women for America on the first lawsuit on a pro-life piece of legislation out of the North Dakota session. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brands. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, nelsonfergusfalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, nelsonfergusfalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon on KFIRE 550, KTGO, myriad of stations across North Dakota. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We got a guest coming up in just a few minutes. I'm going to want one more phone call. Kurt, what's on your mind today?
Hello.
Kurt, go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Kurt, go ahead. What's in your mind?
We hear you loud and clear, Kurt. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Kurt, you know, it's sad that people keep complaining about the gas. They know every year, Memorial Day, the gas goes sky high. It's an automatic. And not only that, they complain about the Muslims praying all around the place. That's because our wishy-washy senators, especially Heitkamp, changing her vote that, oh, now she's gay. Thank you.
I don't think she said she was gay. I think she said that that she now supported the marriage between same-sex couples. But anyway, Kurt, thanks for the call. Yana Murdahl is here. Yana is the State Director for Concerned Women for America, very active along with other pro-family, pro-life groups in the changes in law in North Dakota regarding abortions in the state, and many folks predicted a myriad of lawsuits as a result of some of those laws, and the Center for Reproductive Rights on behalf of the Red River Women's Abortion Facility in Fargo is the first to ask for an injunction over a law set to take effect August 1st. This one that requires a physician performing an abortion to have admitting privileges in a hospital within 30 miles of where the abortion is taking place in the event of an emergency prompting medical attention. Yana, thank you for joining us to talk a little bit about this today.
You're welcome. It's good to be on. And this is not shocking at all, Scott, but kind of surprising they would go after a women's health care law there. So we're basically looking at the Center for Reproductive Rights actually aborting safety for women in North Dakota right now by submitting this lawsuit.
Well, let's talk about this, because this law, of all the laws, it seems to me to be the least controversial, because you're really looking out for the health of women that are being treated in a what is called a clinic. I'm not sure that's the proper name for it, but explain what this law was intended to do. Spencer Berry, if I recall, the senator from Grand Forks, a medical doctor himself, was the sponsor of this bill, right?
Yes, correct. And basically what we are looking at today in North Dakota is that there's no mechanism or public policy currently in North Dakota to assure quality continued care for women after they've had an abortion. And an abortion doctor, an abortionist, is a very specialized field. It isn't like it's not a brain surgeon. It's not a, you know, cancer research. It's an OB specialized thing. And so currently, three physicians are coming into the state, but we don't know. There could be clinics popping up all over the state to do this. And they have a right to practice in North Dakota, but they do not have admittance purposes, so they could not follow a patient with complications or, you know, continuous care for women. So this passed with huge bipartisan support. This is a women's health care bill, a law that our governor signed into law. This does not ban abortion. This does not take away the right to, interestingly, in the lawsuit, they're saying that this infringes upon a woman's fundamental right to choose an abortion. That's almost laughable, Scott, because it does not. This is about women getting continuous full health care and a policy that guarantees that across our state. So the fact that they're suing this one shows really the bottom line of the abortion industry and the Red River Abortion Facility. They don't care for women's health. They care for the bottom line, how many abortions they can get and how much money they make off of these abortions. So sadly, they are throwing women in North Dakota under the bus with this lawsuit, and we certainly hope that justice will be upheld for women as this goes to court.
Yana, Steve Ockett here. What about the argument that says if you start restricting abortions, it's going to turn into a backroom business like it had been so many years ago?
Well, one of the comments I make, Steve, is we've had almost 55 million abortions now. I seriously doubt we're going to have 55 million back alley abortions. This bill does actually what the opponents want. It doesn't restrict abortion. It makes sure that it is controlled. I mean, we just went through the Philadelphia Kermit Grossnell case, where obviously the laws were not there to restrict the horrid practices against women and children that man did, and now we're uncovering several more across the nation. So that argument doesn't even count. And if the abortion industry there in Fargo says, well, this will eliminate us being able to be here, then I would question how safe and rare are abortions if putting policies into place that actually protect women's health. Let me also say, Steve, that, they're supposed to report annually to the health department here in North Dakota. A couple of times they reported that there's been zero complications in an entire year. That is, I'm not a doctor, but that's laughable. Any doctor or nurse out there knows that there's always complications during a year of medical procedures. So that also puts a question on the face of it all. Are they really being honest about complications that we as women know occur, all kinds of medical procedures, and certainly in an invasive procedure like this? So the back alley, talking points just doesn't even apply to this bill, I think.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We want to know what's on your mind. Does this break down into a baby step issue, and where you're starting to look at eroding access? To me, it kind of, I'm gonna put this up against the gun right issue. You hear those that are for the Second Amendment, that are pro Second Amendment, saying any step down the road to start infringing on those rights is a step towards gun control and what could happen eventually. A lot of the people that are against this are looking at this as any step in that direction could start eliminating access. Is that a valid argument?
Well, I mean, if you believe that any step in protecting human life should be stopped, absolutely. I mean, it's very clear, Steve, that there's two sides to this battle, and it has been for 40 years. I do, however, think that the pro-life side, if you want to call it that, is winning as technology and science are sort of catching up with us. I've always said that back in 1973, when Roe versus Wade passed, those nine guys in the robes back then, I don't think had ever seen an ultrasound, and certainly not the 3D or 4D ultrasounds that we see now. So, and they had not heard the testimony either of women that had been severely damaged through going through the abortion experience. So I think absolutely that there's obviously arguments on both sides, but to me, any incremental or anything to regulate an industry that harms, number one, the unborn child, and secondly, absolutely both the mom and the dad involved is a no-brainer. But yeah, there is two sides to the story. There's no doubt about it. But I think in North Dakota, overwhelmingly, even bipartisanly, this bill passed, as well as did some of the other bills that they're, I guess they said they're going to litigate the gender selection bill too. So once again, that's shocking for an industry that says they're out for women's rights, but unborn women don't have those rights, apparently. The whole face of the abortion industry is being exposed, and I think it's falling apart, frankly.
We're talking with Yana Murdahl with the Concerned Women for America. I want to talk a little bit about the process of defending this law, which is set to take effect August 1st. And again, the law that's being challenged first from the new wave of legislation passed by the legislature is the one that that takes effect August 1st. I guess they all take effect August 1st, but this one requires a physician performing an abortion to have admitting privileges in a hospital within 30 miles of where an abortion is taking place. Do you believe, Yana, the reason that the clinic and these groups are singling this one out to fight first, because the abortion doctors that are coming in, usually from out of state, fly in to perform these abortions once a week at the lone clinic in North Dakota, which is in Fargo, would not be able to get the hospital privileges? Is that why they're worried about this one?
Well, absolutely, and I think the Grand Forks Herald article said specifically the other day that the three medical facilities within 30 miles have looking like they will decline giving those admittance privileges, which begs the question, Scott, how rare and how safe are abortions in the first place? If three huge medical facilities shake their head and go, no, I don't want to be involved in this, the medical community know what abortion is, and they know the risks to women's lives here, and they know the fact that there is no policy on the books in North Dakota to protect women for continuous care. So that in itself is kind of interesting. So, yeah, I think the abortion industry knows. Ms. Komenacher that runs that place down in Fargo knows that this could be a death blow. But that just exposes, again, the fact that they say they work for women and women's rights, but when we come on the same page and say, okay, then let's protect women, they run and hide again. And the bottom line is showing very clearly, abortion is about the dollar amount that they can make. It's a $1 billion annual industry in America, and sadly it takes innocent life and hurts women.
Who will defend this? Is this up to Wayne Stengem, as the Attorney General, to ultimately go to court and defend against this lawsuit?
Yes, it is. He will have to defend all of these that will get litigated, which to some critics, they said, oh, that's too bad. It costs a lot of money. Actually, I think the Attorney General came out with a figure of about $480,000 if they get litigated all the way up, which is less than a dollar per North Dakotan. So I think in our state right now, that's not an issue. But yes, he will have to defend this. And sadly, we see a lot of judicial activism, you know, especially down in Cass County and some of those courts there where things are being filed. But this will go litigated for a long time, sadly. And meanwhile, women are being hurt and they're not being protected.
I understand a similar law in Mississippi was challenged, and I don't know, I guess it was temporarily blocked by a federal judge there. I don't know when the ultimate hearing will be held on that. But what do you anticipate will happen in court?
Well, I tell you what, it's very tough to guesstimate any court, depending on the judges. And again, there's been so much activism from the bench. But I think if we keep appealing this, this should stand. And let me read you something that people actually don't know from Roe versus Wade. This is page 150 in Roe versus Wade, where it says, the state has legitimate interest in seeing to it that abortion, like any other medical procedure, is performed under circumstances that ensure maximum safety for the patient and availability of aftercare. That is in Roe versus Wade, written in 1973. That is what we're saying here. We need it on the book. It's sound policy in North Dakota. I can't imagine if people educated themselves about this bill that even those who might be on the pro-abortion side would argue the fact that even in Roe versus Wade, they're asking for aftercare, very specifically for the women who undergo this this horrific procedure. That's what this bill is about. This bill does not challenge Roe versus Wade. This is about women's health care. And I think eventually this law will stand as it should.
Yana, what about allegations from opponents of this legislation that say lawmakers are engaged in a relentless campaign to end safe and legal abortions in North Dakota? What are they promoting?
About 15 seconds for your answer.
I think, again, I question the word safe and legal. Legal, yes, it's safe and rare is a questionable thing that the abortion industry has used for 40 years. I think we're learning now it's not safe and it's not rare.
We'll have to leave it there, Yana. Appreciate your time very much. Yana Murdolph from the Concerned Women for America State Director, our guest on What's on Your Mind. More coming up straight ahead. Don't go away. I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up. We'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to getridofsmellnow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. Get rid of smellnow.com, 100% money back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made. Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraganiX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We are inching towards the weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Last chance to weigh in on what's on your mind at 800-228-0550 with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen, and Rich has been waiting to weigh in for a while. Let's get to Rich, and then we have an idea for you, something fun for the weekend. Okay. How you doing, Rich?
Hey, Scott. Good to hear your voice again. I've been missing when you're off the Fargo station, but I met you when Sean Hannity came to town in, at West Acres a number of years ago in Fargo, and I've been following you ever since then. What I'd like to make as a point is that there's a couple of things that we're being, I guess I would call, scammed. We're told that buy ethanol, reduce our dependency on foreign oil. That's a lie. If you use ethanol, 10% mix, you will use, on average, 20% more fuel to go the same distance that regular gas will do. Okay? Now, here's another thing. We have been on, in 1973, Nixon took us off the gold standard to back our dollar, and we were put on the full faith and credit of the United States government, and which meant we are going to be printing money, and the only thing is backing us. But what they didn't tell us, that Kissinger had negotiated with the United Arab Emirates in 1973, that In return for our military presence, there was a treaty that was signed that we would protect United Arab Emirates with our military presence against invaders in return for demanding payment for oil purchased from anywhere in the world in American dollars. Now, here's a little thing that people don't pay attention to. And the government counts on people's gullibility, that not going to get to the truth about what they say. They just repeat their stuff over and over again. Buy ethanol, buy solar energy, reduce our dependency on foreign oil. Now, I keep track of every gallon of gas that goes in my vehicle since 1970, my first car. And I keep track of my mileage. I started using ethanol, and I noticed that my gas mileage dropped 20%. 20%. Now, I'm sitting here at a gas station waiting to get on the air, and I noticed it was $3.99 a gallon. While I was sitting here waiting to get on the program, gas went up 10 cents a gallon.
Oh, my gosh. We cost you money. We cost you a lot of money there, Rich. You better get off the phone and go buy that gas, or it's going to be $4.20 before you know it.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, right below that they go, pure 91-octane premium. Now, what I resent is everybody's they're taking – I'm on the road a lot. And when I go into a gas station and when I see – all three of them have ethanol in it. I keep on going. I'll go to the next gas station if I have to drive another 20 miles. Because I know that ethanol will cost me 20% more. There's no
you know, we have, you've reminded us that we have promised to do a whole hour on just that topic because I know people that say the exact opposite, and it's worth a discussion that we'll tackle on a future program. Rich, thanks for listening, and you better go buy that gas before it gets any more expensive. We also have a guest here we want to get in with a few short minutes we have left. Steve?
Kevin Kirky from Fort Mandan, Lewis and Clark Expedition. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I know we only have a couple minutes left here, but tell us about the event going on this weekend. And a great destination, and actually if you're in western North Dakota, it's fairly close to home, so you don't have to spend all that money on gas.
Yeah, that's right. We're right here in Washburn, just outside of Washburn. We're 38 miles out of Bismarck, you know, just a couple of hours from Watford City on Highway 200A. So, yeah, we're in a good location. We have lots of things to see and do here at the Interpretive Center and Fort Mandan.
Well, and I understand there's going to be a little bit of a blacksmith demonstration. You have a guest that's going to be doing it. And, Steve, any truth to the rumor that you'll be up there demonstrating your blacksmith skills?
Absolutely not. You don't want to see me swing a sledgehammer.
Yeah, we do have a regular blacksmith, Richard Parrish. He's from Surrey, North Dakota. He comes down every year in May and helps us with our programming. Well, we have all those kids from the fourth grade classes across North Dakota coming to visit. But he's agreed to stay on for an extra day. He's going to be here this Saturday, and he's going to do two things. He's going to do a classroom program about, you know, the coming of the Iron Age to the Great Plains. You know, the people that lived here were industrious, certainly, but they were essentially in the Stone Age by, you know, using flint that was quarried out of the ground to make their tools, their knives, their arrowheads, those types of things. But with the coming of the Euro-Americans into the area, that all changed. They brought with them people like Lewis and Clark. They brought with them metal and the ability to work that metal into objects such as axes or hide scrapers. They also brought things like kettles and you know, a blacksmith can repair a kettle if it springs a leak. So the blacksmiths, along with Lewis and Clark, were highly valued by the people that lived in the area, the Mandan and Hidatsa. And they brought, you know, bushels of corn to trade with the Corps of Discovery in return for those skills, and, you know, that the blacksmith used in making or repairing metal items.
Kevin, we're running out of time. Give us a little rundown of what's going on tomorrow. I know there's a special presentation at 2 o'clock as well. It's called Wabam.
That's right. You know, Dick is going to do his program starting at noon. He's going to do an actual physical demonstration, a live demo of blacksmithing at 1 o'clock, so you'd have time to take in his presentation in a classroom setting, see a live demonstration, tour Fort Mandan, and at 2 o'clock, The Guns of Lewis and Clark by one of our staff members has done a lot of research about you know, the weapons that were taken along on the expedition and how the blacksmith kept those things working. That will be at 2 o'clock. So we have a whole afternoon of activities. You know, we have other programs throughout the day. We have brand new exhibits at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center concerning Prince Maximilian and Carl Bodmer. We have a great art collection by George Catlin on display right now. So lots of things to do this weekend right here in Washburn.
Thank you very much, Kevin. The Interpretive Resource Manager at the Lewis and Clark Fort Mandan Foundation. If you want to find out more, go to fortmandan.com or call them at 701-462-8535. Just our gift to the listeners, a little idea on something to do this weekend. Isn't that right, Steve?
Absolutely. I'm going to go shoot some prairie dogs myself.
Anything for the listeners. Have a great weekend. God bless you, folks. We'll see you Monday on What's on Your Mind. If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click bensdiscountsupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on bensdiscountsupply.com.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.